First you make a roux, you know what you did. The slow, undivided stir that turns raw flour into something worth building a whole pot around. You walked away for just a second and came back to a black, bitter, smoking mess that's not savable, and there's no fixing a burnt roux. You don't scrape around it, you don't add more flour and hope, you throw the whole pot's worth out and start completely over. Everyone who cooks knows this particular kind of self-inflicted grief. The lesson isn't subtle. The moment you divide your attention is exactly the moment it goes wrong. Something you stepped away from today, a task, a conversation, a slow-building thing, might need to be started over because the attention it needed wasn't there when it mattered. That's frustrating, but it's not the end. You know how to make another roux, just don't walk away from this one. What may cross your path? You step away from something important for a second and come back to find it's gone wrong. A shortcut or distraction costs you more time in the end than staying focused would have. You have to start something over completely because the attention it needed wasn't there the first time. Someone points out, not unkindly, that you know exactly what caused the mess you're now cleaning up. Start it over and stay by the pot this time. You already know exactly what pulled your attention away. Your mantra, I know what I did. I know how to do it right this time.